servant, enter into the joy of the Lord, right? It doesn't matter what I say about myself, what you guys say about me, what other churches might say, right? None of that matters. It'll be as I stand before the Lord. We need to learn to live for His approval. And of course, you really don't know where success lies. I think we're all messed up and trying to say what is successful or a ministry is successful. We judge it in such trippy terms. You may seem like a failure in your eyes and maybe even in the eyes of others, but God may see you and your work as a great success for His glory. I think you'll agree with me. I think we'll be shocked. You've heard that before. We'll be shocked when we get up in heaven and seeing those where He's given the well done's to going, I didn't even see Him doing any ministry. No, it was all behind the scenes. It was on their knees. It was, you know, in all the different ways it might show itself out. Every Christian soldier has a place to fulfill in His kingdom. Just kind of as Nehemiah's wall, if you remember that story, it had broken down. Children of Israel get back from Babylon, they get to start fixing it back up. That was your walls of protection. If you had a village, there's no walls around it. Once you put walls around it, then you were known as a city. So with those broken down, but he had everybody basically, they usually, since there was already a wall there, you would build your houses right up against it, so then you only had to do three walls. So they would always build right up against the interior wall. And so with that, each person stood, this is my property, this is my line, just fix what's in front of your property. And when you get done, help out your neighbor. And so fix the wall that is in front of you. Everybody had their part, their share of the wall to be able to do so it'd be able to get fixed. And so in saying that, we all of us as Christian soldiers have a place to fulfill in His wall and His kingdom. So what's the problem with comparing ourselves with others? Well, we can do better than the other person. Even if you can do better than the other person, you still might be falling short of what God expects of you. So who really cares if you're doing better than the other person next to you? And so that's why you can't compare. That's why you can't compare yourself to the next person. God's expecting so much more. It has gifted you so much more, empowered you to do so much more, gave you so much biblical knowledge or whatever else. You still fail in comparison. These guys were card-carrying members of the Mutual Admiration Society, comparing themselves with themselves, and that is just a dangerous road. He wraps up by saying in verse 16, hey, why don't you just assist me in taking the gospel to the regions beyond? Let's get refocused on what it's all about. His goal, Paul's goal, to be able to get to Tarshish, to be able to get to Spain and bring the gospel to what was in the known world, the end of the known world at the time. Let's get busy, not build on another man's foundation. He'd already said that. Let's go rock this world for Christ. Let's get past this petty stuff and quit worrying about comparing ourselves. We have a job to do. Let's get out and do it there. I'm going to go back to Jeremiah, and I want to end with this, because that was his last quote that he gave there, and I want to put it in its context, and we'll wrap up with that. So we quoted from Jeremiah 9:24, reminding us of where the glory belongs, and I'm going to just read 23 and 24. Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him who glories glory in this, that's what it's all about. This whole context is about what to glory in. That he understands and knows me. That always trips me out because that seems like a New Testament thing. That seems like something Jesus would say and we would hear as a gospel thing, but it's so clear all the way back here. That's what God's looking for. You'd simply understand who I am and that you would know, which is the Hebrew word yada, an intimate, put back on your glasses. An intimate knowledge of God is what that means. That he would understand and know, capital M, me, God says. That I am the Lord exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness, or justice and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord. Did you see that? These three things that so fail in comparison in 23. Wise man, mighty man, and rich man compared to what God places as the three important ones of loving kindness and justice and righteousness. You want to glory? This is what you're going to glory in. Not you, not your accomplishments, not in your commendations, not where people say, woo, look at you. wait. We'll allow God to figure that all out, settle that all in the end. In the meanwhile, here's what you're going to glory in. And that's where Paul is quoting back from Nehemiah there and saying, that's where we need to focus. We glory upon him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, God, forgive us for the time where we boast in our little accomplishments. Forgive us for just looking around, seeing who we're doing just a little bit better spiritually than to puff ourselves up. God, forgive our comparisons as a church, as an individual Christian. Lord, as Paul's desire was to speak into the heart of these members of the Corinthian church, God, we pray your Holy Spirit would speak into our church this evening, in each of our lives. And God, we cry out for something tonight that we recognize we need so much, where you are commanding us to take our thoughts captive. Thank you for the assurance, the hope, that in fact we can do this. That's awesome. And now we look to you, Holy Spirit. We look to you, Jesus, to empower us to be able to do exactly that. Lord, we want to be able to do our part. We want to shut down that mind from running in wrong directions, staring or looking at something we ought not to be looking at, chasing after something on the internet that we shouldn't be chasing down. And so, God, we want to focus. We want to take our minds captive. God, that is our prayer tonight. We desire your help that we might glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's all stand together.
Darling, now a king is born in Bethlehem. Our journey long, we seek the light that leads to the hallowed manger ground. What fear we felt in the silent age, 400 years can he be found? A broken by a baby's cry, rejoice in the hallowed manger ground. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, God incarnate here to
tomorrow, I hope you remember, you can do 12-gauge shotgun power or marshmallow power. It's up to you. God bless you. If we can pray for you, we invite you to come on up tonight. God bless.